وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshroud you in his rahmah and mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa idha sa'alaka 'ibadi 'anni fa inni qareeb ujibu da'wata ad-da'i idha da'an falyastajibu li wal yu'minu bi la'allahum yarshudun. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my bondsmen ask you about me, verily I am close by. I answer the supplication of the caller when he summons. So they should accept my commandments and believe in me, so that they remain on the right. We'll discuss a little bit of the virtue of dua, supplication, and its etiquette. A hadith is narrated in the tafsir Durrul Manthur that a person asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Allah nearby that we may supplicate to him silently, or is he far away so that we have to call out loudly to him? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained silent, whereafter this was revealed, and when my bondsmen ask you about me, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, then I am very, very close. Sayyidina Atta ibn Rabi'a rahmatullah alayhi says that when the verse, your Lord declares, call unto me, and I will answer your call, Udu'uni astajib lakum, was revealed, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu expressed to wish to know when they should supplicate. In reference to this, this verse was revealed, and when my bondsmen ask you about me. We will find, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhorts a mu'min on special occasions and other occasions also to call and supplicate unto him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispatches an announcer every night who says, O seeker of good, advance. O seeker of evil, desist. The people of belief and iman are instinctively inclined towards good. They fast, pay special attention to the obligatory first salat, and they increase their performance of optional nafil salah. They also step up their remembrance of Allah's zikr, recitation of the Quran, supplication to Allah, supplication by means of dua, and they strive to spend the entire night of Laylatul Qadr also in devotion. They spend the days of Dhul-Hijjah in devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are occasions when du'as are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is for this reason that it is appropriate to make mention of the supplications and du'as which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. And the verse says that Allah is close by, hears all supplications and accepts them. Whether the supplication is silent or audible, He hears everything, even if it not be by the tongue, but by the heart. I remember one of our mashayikh telling us that sometimes you can just be sitting silently and close your eyes and focus towards your heart, and then speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, with the silence of the tongue and the words of the heart. And in that particular manner, you'll be so absorbed, you know, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the tears will just start flowing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears them all, and He answers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term answer instead of saying He hears all supplications, du'as, so as to include, they include the, even the supplications of the heart as well, responded to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Qaf, most assuredly we have treated man. We know what thoughts prevail in his soul, and we are closer to him than his own jugular vein. Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah alayh, you know, should quote on this particular ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Nahnu aqrabu ilayhi min hablil warid." We are closer to him than his own jugular vein. He says, O banda and servant of Allah, Allah has expressed his closeness unto you. What have you done to express your closeness unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Bukhari Sharif quotes Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who narrates that once while on a journey with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were ascending a hill. We were saying Allahu Akbar loudly, upon which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O people, have mercy upon yourselves. You are not calling someone who is deaf, no one who is absent. You are calling one who is all hearing and all seeing. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily your sustainer is modest and magnanimous. He is modest in that he shies away from returning the hands of his slaves empty when they lift their hands unto him in supplication. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your supplications are always accepted as long as you are not hasty. That is when you say, I made supplication dua, but it was not accepted. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the supplications and dua of a person will always be accepted as long as he does not make supplication and dua for something sinful or for the breaking of family ties. This acceptance will be on condition that he is not hasty. Someone asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the meaning of being hasty, to which he replied, hastiness is when a person says that he had made supplication and dua, but it seems that it was not accepted. He then sits back without making further supplication. A person should continuously make supplications and dua with enthusiasm. And your heart must be deeply attached when you are making dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot be thinking of anything else but, you know, your needs and your focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his supplication and dua should be heartfelt and sincere. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is nothing more virtuous in the sight of Allah than supplication and dua. Another hadith states that dua is the essence of worship. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in another hadith, that person who desires that Allah should accept his supplication and dua in times of hardship and adversity should supplicate to Allah in abundance during times of ease. Regarding the meaning of acceptance, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whenever a person supplicates to Allah, Allah will either grant him exactly what he has asked for or avert a calamity from afflicting him. Allah will do this for him as long as his supplication and dua does not regard something sinful nor the breaking of family ties. In the Musnad of Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi, an addition is narrated to the above hadith. It says that Allah may also store the supplication and dua as a treasure for a person in the hereafter, which will be of great benefit to him there. people keep saying that supplications and dua are no longer accepted. In fact, there hardly exists anyone who is truly capable of making supplication. Firstly, a supplication and dua should be heartfelt. Secondly, the person should abstain from sins. It is narrated in the hadith, a person will have traveled a long distance, making his head disheveled and his body to be covered in dust. He will raise his hands supplicating, O my Lord, O my Lord, Rabbi, Rabbi. His food is from unlawful and haram sources. His drink is unlawful and haram, and all his nourishment is derived from unlawful and haram means. How can his supplication be accepted? This hadith is in Muslim Sharif. Tirmizi narrates a hadith wherein the Holy Prophet said, supplication and dua is beneficial for eradicating calamities which have already befallen a person, as well as those which have not. O Allah's servants, stick fast to the making of supplication and dua. Another hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif states that the Holy Prophet said, make supplication and dua to Allah in such a way that you are convinced of its acceptance. Verily, Allah does not accept the supplication and dua of a negligent and careless heart. So they should accept my commandments so that they remain on the right path. This means that together with accepting all the commandments of Allah, a person should also believe in all the attributes and the being of Allah, trusting only in Him. By in doing this, a person will remain firm on guidance and will also receive further guidance from Allah. The author of Ruhul Ma'ani makes the following comment on this verse. They should seek Allah's acceptance for their supplication and duas, wherein they ask for iman and obedience, just as they seek his acceptance for all their supplications and duas regarding their personal needs. In his exegesis and tafsir, Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh quotes Harawi rahmatullah alayh as saying that the right path refers to guidance and steadfastness. Allama Baydawi rahmatullah alayh has also made similar comments as the above two in his tafsir. So now we know the importance of dua. You know, there are many people who ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicate for many, many, many of the ni'mats of the world. But there are very, very, very few who supplicate and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah himself. Ya Allah, I want you. Ya Allah, I want your love. Ya Allah, I want your qurb. Ya Allah, make me amongst the muqarrabeen. Ya Allah, make me amongst the mukhlisin and the sincere ones. Ya Allah, make me amongst the mukhbiteen, those who are inclined towards you. Ya Allah, make me amongst the muttaqeen and the pious ones. So, not a day should go by where we do not spread our hand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be steadfast on sirat mustaqim, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to die with iman, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mats of this world, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mats of this year after. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.